ran across this article on Christian Post, and I want to share it with those of you in the News and Focus listening audience, all those that enjoy sermon audio. I'm not a basketball fan, a pro basketball fan. I don't make any bones about that. I enjoy basketball. I don't play it, but I enjoy watching it. I especially enjoy watching high school basketball. But here's a story that I'm going to read and share with you. And it, probably all of us need to know about this young man. Who is Jeremy Lin's pastor? Overnight sensation Jeremy Lin is on fire on the basketball court. 7 consecutive wins and 6 straight games with at least 20 points. But who is helping Lin to keep the fire burning in his spiritual life? Lin's family attends Redeemer Bible Fellowship, the English ministry of Chinese Church in Christ Mountain View in the Silicon Valley. His pastor, Stephen Chen, spoke this week to KQED radio station in Northern California. He, Lin, attempts to play for his God and to honor him and glorify him, explained Chen, who had spoken to Lin just before his breathtaking 38-point game last Friday against the L.A. Lakers. Chen first met Lin when he was in 8th grade. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome that you have a pastor who's had a relationship with a man through 5 years of school, 4 years of college, so maybe 10 years? Chen, when he was in 8th grade, and at that time the middle schooler was about 5'2" or 5'4", recalled the pastor. But the boy had told Chen that one day he would grow up to over 6 feet and play basketball. And so I asked him, how are you going to do that? And he said, I'm going to drink milk every day, I'm going to eat calcium pills every day, and it's going to happen. And sure enough, he's over 6 feet tall, and he's playing in the NBA. The 6'3 point guard for the New York Knicks, the first Chinese or Taiwanese-American player in the NBA history, has made his signature characteristic to thank God and give credit to his teammates whenever he's receiving accolades for his basketball skills. His humble response to praise, his generosity on the court, sports commentators have repeatedly noted how Lin shares the ball with his teammates, have even inspired Taiwan's president, Mei Ying, to crack a joke this week about that he wished his cabinet would also demonstrate Lin's team spirit. Lin's parents are devoted Christians, and his maternal grandfather was a Taiwanese Christian pastor. According to the New York Times, his Twitter avatar is a picture of Jesus talking to a young man who may have ran away from home or is homeless. There is a large duffel bag and sleeping bag beside him with the message, "No, I'm not talking about Twitter. I literally want you to follow me, Jesus." Lin's outspokenness about his Christian faith and his outstanding skills have caused people to compare him to Denver Broncos quarterback Tim Tebow. But unlike Tebow, who was a Heisman Trophy winner in college and a first-round NFL draft pick, Lin struggled to get noticed in his basketball career. He attended Harvard University, but not on a basketball scholarship, studying economics. Instead, he went undrafted after college and was offered a 2-year deal with his hometown Golden State Warriors. Lin was assigned to the Warrior D-League affiliate, the Reno Bighorns. After about a year, the Warriors released him. He went on to Houston Rockets, who also released him after less than a month. The New York Knicks claimed Lin in a late December as a substitute, and he did not have a guaranteed contract until just before winning his 5th straight game. It's during this unstable time that he, famously known for sleeping on his brother's couch, not having a place of his own, he had his breakthrough game on February 4th when the injury of other players caused Coach Mike to put Lin in the game. During Lin's 5th game with the Knicks, he solidified his position as a winner and dispelled doubts that his previous wins were just flukes by outscoring the L.A. Lakers' Kobe Bryant, who had 34 points compared to Lin's 38. The Knicks had a narrow victory over the Lakers, 92-85. After the Knicks' win over the Lakers, Lin tweeted, "Gutsy win, 5 in a row. This team is so unselfish and has so much heart. Love playing with them. God is good." Lin's pastor, Stephen Chen, noted in the radio interview that obviously he's Lynn's overwhelmed by a lot of people demanding his time, pulling him in a lot of different directions. He understands all at any moment he can go from hero to zero. The skyrocketing international basketball star told reporters after the games against Sacramento Kings this week that he didn't want his stardom to cause him to develop an ego. I don't want to let anything affect me or this team. We need to stick together, put our egos aside. Lynn has said that after he's done with professional basketball, he'd like to become a pastor and he'd be involved in charity work. Well, glory to God. I hope that's exactly what happens. I pray that this young man has a good career, is a testimony to others, and then serves the Lord as a preacher. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.